Bring us back to the night that you're born, Lord.
Night, holy night. Once again, my name is Aaron, and I'm your host this morning. But as you can see, I'm actually quite small in size. And this is a very big stage. I think it's a good idea to get someone with lots of stage presence to be up here together with me. So please put your hands together to welcome my co-host, the one and only host with the purple hair, Nancy Lee! Hey, where's Nancy? Did anybody see Nancy? Yes? Somebody? You saw her Orchard Road just now. Hey, Nancy, where are you?
Yeah, the show has already started. Yeah.
Where?
Sorry,
she's there.
Sorry.
Nancy.
Want to call for a cab, also difficult. Don't talk about Uber and Grab, okay?
Wow, Nancy. Last minute Christmas shopping, come let me help you.
Today Christmas Eve already, no. Don't buy, then when can we buy?
So the more you grab, the more you save, right?
I tell you, Orchard Road is crazy, okay? There are so many people, and everyone is just dining and shopping, Christmas presents and all.
Talk about buying Christmas gifts. It's such a headache every time. I always have to scratch my head thinking about what to buy. And when that doesn't work, I have to stroke my beard too. Even buying for my wife, I have to think so hard.
Well, I can tell you what gifts not to buy. For example,
Merry Christmas, Nancy. I got you a present.
Wow, what time is it?
Oh, I think. How many years?
Last 3 years, now give me that.
Oh, you know why? Because you're quite small size. I couldn't see you in church. The last three Christmas service.
So not very big size, is it? Can I open?
This year, no choice. I'm sure you love this. Personalized gift.
It's a mark. With my initials on it. Bro, don't be so bad lah. You think I'm very old, man? I cannot remember my own initials.
You know, giving gifts can sometimes be very sensitive. You give deodorant, the person thinks he has body odor. Another example of gift to offer is this one.
Merry Christmas, brother. Xiao Xiao Yi Su.
Oh, I see. Thanks. You really shouldn't have, but anyway, thanks.
Shouldn't have.
Take back. No, just curtsy only. Okay, take back.
Open.
Open. Really? Huh? What is this? Bagua! Why you give me bagua? Bagua is for Chinese New Year, not Christmas. And by the way, are you trying to hint that I'm very big and hairy? Like that character from the Star Wars movie I just watched, The Last Jedi, called Chewbacca?
No lah, I know you like bagua. But bagua, buy now, cheaper. Don't have to kill some more. So give now lah. What's wrong, right? Yeah, it's the thought that counts lah.
Okay lah. Since you are so thoughtful, I shall save this bagua until Chinese New Year.
No!
And then invite you to my house to eat it. Okay?
No! Please treat this as your turkey,
Wow, you try very hard,
Yeah.
Anyway, along with the spirit of Christmas, we also want to give away gifts this morning.
Yes! We want to play games. Can I have three groups of three people to come out on stage to play games?
Their presents, you know?
Chiu-chiu-ni, 我最后一个 service, 帮帮我. 我快点做完它, 我会拿我的薪水, 哈. 快点。 Ah, this one very good. Come. Okay, what about this side? Okay, what about those upstairs? Wow, that boy with the red t-shirt. Kenna, how about that guy with the red t-shirt?
Yeah.
Wow, I asked him how about the guy with the red t-shirt. He just like that, no? You lah! Come!
Yeah, just stay here.
Wow, he's very cool one, he just said that. Okay, what about this one? Well, this one no response one.
You want to come here? Or you want to join this group?
Okay, how many? Okay,
one more group,
three more.
One more group.
Come on, this side.
Oh, this side.
Hey, brother, I think you look very handsome. Can come on stage? Come la. So who is this lady next to you? Come. Your wife, is it? Or it's either wife, sister, or girlfriend. Which one?
Wife.
Oh, okay. Wow, this one also very suck. Wow, very good. Okay, explain the game. Who else?
This game is very simple. Yep. I need you to appoint a key person in each group. So, who is your key person? One key person.
Okay, choose your key person already. Who is your key person? You're so handsome, huh? What's your name? Brandon. Don't be so shy. It must be Brandon. Hey, Brandon. Brandon, very nice name, very manly, huh? So you are Elizabeth, you are Ellen. Hi. And you are?
Ryan.
Josie. Max. Wow, okay. All right. What's going to happen is that there's three bags here. Y'all choose which one y'all want, okay? I have the snowman, I have the Christmas tree, and I have the Santa. You can choose Santa, it's alright. Wow, this boy asked me any other choice.
None of the above.
I thought Singaporeans very obedient one. Give you so many choices, still one, huh? No more choice, this one. Okay, what about y'all? This one. Snowman. Okay, which means y'all have the Christmas tree. Now, what's going to happen is this, okay? Y'all can take a peep inside the bag. Now, what's going to happen is that there are a lot of materials inside the bag. What I need you to do is to take the materials from the bag and dress your key person like a Christmas tree. Hey, hello. 我还没有开始，你不可以玩臭的哦。 Uncle, 等一下啦。 Okay, we have a timer. Okay, can we have the timer? Okay, how much time do we have?
We only have 3 minutes as displayed.
3 minutes to do this, okay? Are we all ready?
Everyone ready?
Okay.
Get set. Go!
Go! Hey, some music to encourage lah. A bit quiet lah, do Christmas tree lah. Yeah. Wow, very exciting oh. Wow, this one all put on the ground and see what they have. This one oh, one piece ah.
This one,
wow, this one also, the back also can see oh. Okay. How many of you have Christmas trees at home? Huh? Who has? Nobody has Christmas trees at home. Oh, y'all have. Okay. What is the color of a Christmas tree? You just smile at me. Okay, every year, I have a 7 feet Christmas tree at home. Every year, I will try to put it up, even though it's very tiring for me. But this year, it's some white furry things and some gold. And then I touch it some red. It's beautiful. I love it. Hey, talking about Christmas, you like to eat turkey, lah?
Of course,
You like turkey, ah?
Yes,
how many of you like turkey? For me, I don't really like turkey. I prefer chicken. But this season, the chicken are all very thankful.
Why,
Kamsiatu.
Why?
Christmas time, all the turkey kena slaughtered. You all are safe. Praise God, praise God. Hey, I heard of one story, in Malaysia, there's this chicken farm, you know. Then all the chickens come to the mother chicken, you know. Ibu, ibu, how come we all are not like the human beings? Human beings got names, you know. Aaron and all that. You know. How come we all don't have? Our name is only Ayam. Then the mother said, no, don't worry. When you all are slaughtered already, you will have your name. Then the baby chickens asked, no. Mommy, ibu, what name will we have? Then the ibu told them, well, some of y'all will be called Ayam Goreng. Some of y'all will be called Ayam Pedas. Some of y'all may be even called Peranakan dishes called Buakaluak.
In fact, if they end up in South Africa, they'll be called Nando's.
Yeah.
In the US, I think they call it KFC or even higher class, Kenny Rogers.
Wow, not bad. Now chicken, wow, 43 seconds more to go, no. Wow, how are these people doing?
Better check on them.
Wow, this one look like some Wo Xiong. Oh yes, sorry. Mixed up. Hey, this one, why y'all cover? I cannot see it. Wow, this one? Okay, not so bad. This one, eh? How come your Christmas tree is red color one? I thought all Christmas tree is green. You're special, eh? I don't know how to describe
it. Let us calm down together.
I don't know words.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
Thumbs
up!
Okay. Sister, 我讲 stop 了嘞。 不可以玩臭的。 放下哦。 你要问我 permission 才可以拍照嘞。 拍照要钱的。 等一下才拍。 好。 Okay. We're going to determine which Christmas tree is the winner. Okay, it's determined by how loud your applause is. Okay, ready? If you think that the Christmas tree is very lousy, you clap that long. You think the Christmas tree okay only lah, then you clap that long. But if you think the Christmas tree is very good, then must show face that expression. Okay, ready? Okay, let's start.
How many of you think tree number one is the best dressed Christmas tree? Clap your hands!
Right, calm down. How many of you think that this Christmas tree is the best?
Whoa.
This guy look a bit worried. How many of you think that he's the best? For me, all of them are winners, lah, huh? Christmas period. Be nice to everybody, yeah? So that the losers, don't say the losers, ah. Those people who are not winners will still like, oh, let's see a very nice, give me Christmas present. Otherwise, later don't have. So, okay, we're gonna give you gifts. We are prepared for you. Some gifts.
So everyone is a winner.
So you can just help me to remove everything. Actually, you can go home with it. It's our last show already. Don't worry, you can go home with it. It's all right. But thank you so much. One more round of applause for our participants. See, I tell you, church can be fun one. Not so serious, huh? Lie. Okay, everybody. Wow, now, actually put up Christmas tree, very happy, but take down very soon. Huh? That's why people always say, hey, Nancy, why you take down Christmas tree so fast? Usually I always remove it before the new year starts. Still got 12 days now. Then I always look at, oh, don't take 12 days lah. You can remove better, you know. Sometimes those 12 days of Christmas songs are also a bit ridiculous lah. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge on a pear tree.
Thank you.
I always tell my true love lah. Actually, I don't have one. Jesus is my true love. I tell my true love, hey, long kong or boyfriend ah, sorry, partridge on the pear tree. Diamond ring can already. Oh, yeah, but thank you so much for our participants. Yeah. Wow, look at all these bags we have, eh? Actually, Aaron, I come to think about it, all this Christmas giving and receiving, it's kind of fun, it's nice, but the meaning of Christmas actually goes much deeper than that, right?
Indeed, the heart of Christmas is really about God becoming man so that he can live amongst us.
It's about Jesus, the light of the world, who brought us out of darkness into his light so that we can have a hope and a future.
This darkness is too dense. My eyes are burning. How did I get here, I wonder?
We were all conceived in darkness. Don't you remember? We spent 9 months in the darkness of our mother's womb before we finally announced our arrival.
Yes, how could I forget? I burst out crying when the doctor slapped my bottom.
I wish I could crawl back into the womb again. I like the darkness there. There is something about it that attracts me. The cold, the unknown, the unspoken.
I know what you mean, but when I first opened my eyes, I didn't like what I saw.
Why? What do you see?
It's not what I saw, it's what I didn't see. I didn't see anyone, not a single soul. The night was so silent, it hangs in the air.
You must have been born in KK. Lucky. Very lucky.
Isn't everyone born in a hospital of some kind? Where were you born?
In a rented flat near Redhill. That was some 70 years ago. The midwife came. It was bloody, messy. My mother almost died.
Wow. How brave of your mother. The bravest thing I've ever done was to continue living when I wanted to die. All this drama to bring me into the world, but for what end?
Don't you have a purpose in life? Don't you want to be rich and successful? Tell me you have a reason to live. Hey, life doesn't have to be as bleak as you think it is, you know?
I don't need you to preach at me. I don't have a reason, and I don't need one.
Let her be. Let her be. Like the moon, she has a side of darkness. Even the stars cannot shine on it.
I can't believe how pathetic you guys are. Like, come on, you only live once.
All those achievements in your life, who are you trying to impress?
Why? I did it all for myself, of course. I did it all for me.
No, you did it to win your father's approval. You're just another loser with daddy issues.
How dare you speak to me this way?
Oh, I hit a soft spot, right?
You don't know me, nor my father.
I may not know your father, but I know he's kind. Just because he's rich and powerful, he thinks he can just barge in and take what's mine.
Don't say that. It may not be true.
Darkness. You know what darkness is? It's when everything you have and love is taken away from you. And all you have left is anger and bitterness.
Stop it!
There is no one you can depend on in this world. Even your shadow leaves you in the darkness.
I say stop it! I don't want to hear any more of it.
What he said of me is true. I was once my father's blue-eyed boy. I remember, when I was 8, I entered into a spelling contest. And I won! My father was so proud of me. Man, it felt so good inside. Since then, I've wanted to keep winning. I was top in class, in tennis, competitions, practically everything.
You made your mark in life, didn't you?
One day, I fell and hit the ground. Hard. Made some bad decisions in life, and I lost everything. My father was so disappointed. He hasn't spoken a word to me since.
Is that why you kept striving? I can understand. Trying to find your place in life. I felt totally alone and insignificant. Life is just so meaningless, so painful. I tried all means to get out of this hole.
We are all in this darkness for a reason.
But I believe that even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise.
That's not true. Even if there's light at the end of my tunnel, it's just an illusion.
The light is not an illusion. Your tunnel is.
Who are you?
Balp. My name is Balp.
You're from the other side. You're from the light, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Wait, there is a place called the light? I've never heard of it.
Don't believe a word that woman says. What light? There is no such place. There is only darkness, nothing else.
If you're truly from the light, then what are you doing here in this darkness?
The light has given me a task to search out those living in darkness and bring them into the light.
You mean the light is also a being?
The light is someone whom we can relate with. In fact, he's the creator and source of light. Mankind addresses him by many names. Some know him as the way, the truth, the life.
If he's the source of light, then why are we still living in this darkness? No. All this light stuff is nothing but a pack of lies. There is only anger, hatred, revenge, and darkness.
Often, we call life bitter names, but only to realize that we are the ones who are bitter and dark.
Are you always walking in the light? Don't you ever walk in darkness at all?
Yes, I do. I struggle, just like you. But what matters most is whether I want to live in the light or stay in darkness. It's a choice I have to make every day.
Choice? I don't have a choice. I was born in darkness. My whole life is nothing but darkness. I'm trapped. And there's no way out.
All of us are imprisoned by something. For me, it was poor self-image and condemnation. And then the light set me free. If you truly seek the light, you will eventually find the way.
Seek the light? Find a way? I heard this story before. Some wise men saw a bright star in the sky. They followed that star, and it led them to the light of the world.
That's just a Christmas story. Don't believe any of that folklore. Fairy tales is just another word for lies. There is no happily ever after.
What makes you so sure? What if everything Bob says here is true? What if there's really a place called the light?
And a being whom they say is the way and the truth. What if there's light
out? I know, because I came from the light. Fine. I once basked in its radiance.
You were once from the light?
My mother believed in the light, so I followed. But what did staying in the light do for me? Nothing. I never knew my father. He passed away before I was born. The woman I loved despised me and left me for someone rich. For years, I watched my mother suffer in sickness. I prayed and prayed. God knows how long I prayed. nothing happened. Death still claimed her. Everything I had and loved was taken away from me. So, tell me, what good reason is there for me to stay in the light? Because I have none.
Well, maybe we need to understand our darkness before we can even begin to appreciate the light.
We live in an imperfect world, don't we?
Every test in our lives either make or break us. The choice is ours, whether we become victor or victim. I may not always understand the things that happened around me, but this I do know, that I must choose to see light with my heart when all around me is darkness.
We must let our past make us better, not bitter. You can't be bitter and expect life to be sweet.
All my life, I wanted to be happy. I tried tying my happiness to a goal, a person, an object. I wanted to delete all the bad times and save only the happy moments. But I realize now that both joy and pain, they are all part of life. You cannot have one without the other.
Only when darkness is at its darkest can light shine its brightest.
All this fluff talk is not going to get you anywhere. Go ahead, choose the light. But mark my words, you will be back in this darkness in no time.
I've made up my mind. I'll choose the light.
That's wonderful. Only the light can bring such a conviction to your heart.
Wait. You're not serious about choosing the light, are you? How do you know what's on the other side?
Let's find out then.
You have no idea what you're getting yourselves into. Stupidity. Plain stupidity.
It's not stupidity. It's faith. I've been fighting this darkness for God knows how long. I no longer want to spend another day at war with myself. I have enough. I want to see light.
I think you're being rash.
Rash? Didn't we all agree that this is darkness? Now we have this option to move into the light and we walk away from it? Tell me, do you want to continue staying in this darkness?
Well, the light is attractive to me, but I'm sure my father wouldn't approve of me moving into the light.
No one should decide your fate. Stay in darkness or live in the light. You choose.
Insane! All this is insane! Okay, go ahead. Follow your madness and you will live in your worst nightmare.
I hope you realize that you are the one who created your own nightmare. Your bitterness, anger, whining, blaming, and victim mentality have made you become who you are. You are not a victim of circumstances, but a product of your own decisions.
How can you say that about me?
She hit your soft spot, didn't she?
Let it go. Don't be a prisoner to the things of the past of which you can't change.
Enough of this light nonsense. I will choose and decide my own fate.
You are free to choose, but you have to bear the consequences. I'm moving to the light. Would you come with me?
I once was in the light, remember?
Let him be. It's his choice, and we have to respect it.
What about you?
Well, I'm not quite sure as yet, but I will go with you. I'm curious to see what's on the other side.
Bob, we are ready to move to the light. Can you lead the way?
Sure.
Are you sure you're not coming with us? Oh well. Goodbye then. Let's go, shall we?
This way.
Call me stubborn, bull-headed, all you want. I've been living in this place for 50 years. 50 years! I do not know another life other than this darkness. Maybe I should return to the light. But it's too late. They have gone ahead of me. Maybe this is where I truly belong. This is my destiny. Yet, I'm afraid. Afraid I'll never see the light again. What have I done? I'm so stupid. So prideful. I had a chance, but...
One more time. Are you or are you not moving to the light?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it warms my heart to see all of you here at our Christmas Eve special. Oh, that was a great performance, wasn't it? Now, I want to extend a special welcome to all of you here, but especially to our guests and our friends and visitors who have come, right, because somebody invited you here. And before I start, I have a confession to make. And the confession is this, that everything that we've seen today, from the music, to the dance, to the songs, to the play, all of this we've done for a reason. And that reason is because we love you so much. And we wanted today to be more than just a standard Christmas Eve or Christmas sort of celebration, but we wanted this to be a day where you, our guests, could not only hear about, but you could experience the light of God's love for yourself. And maybe in the course of this day, that you yourself will come to that place where you can choose to be in the light. That is our hope and our prayer for you. My name is Daniel. I'm the pastor of this church. I usually have to explain to people that I didn't just come up from school. All right, I have a daughter who's 24 years old. All right, so we are living in such amazing times, aren't we? You know, this 21st century, we are surrounded by all manners of weird and wonderful technology and advances. And science and modernity has done so much to improve our lives. And they have given us tools that can tell us how things work. They can even tell us what we are made of. You know, we are made of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, all this stuff, right? And yet, these very tools that have yielded all these modern miracles, they fail to answer the most important question of them all. The one that's closest to our heart. And that is not a question about how or what, but a question of why. Why do we exist? Why do you exist? Why are we here today? And I think that's a really important question that science cannot really, at the end of the day, is never designed to give us the meaning and the purpose for our very existence. Much less to give us hope for a new day and a new year. And yet, this very thing, meaning and purpose and hope, this forms the very foundation of everything that we are. our identity as a person, our existence as human beings. It's so important. It is what gives us the strength and the courage to confront and to overcome life's greatest challenges. It is the hope that allows you and me to wake up to each new day, to embrace the day with joy and with purpose. Without meaning, our lives are little more than a long drawn tragedy. What good is it for all of us? What good is it if we were to climb the highest heights, conquer the greatest mountains, amass a great wealth of resources, succeed in every sphere of life, even build great relationships, if at the end of all of that, we simply fade silently into the darkness of the night? Friends, without purpose, without meaning, our lives devolve, our existence devolve into one dark and sad tragedy. And I think it is important for us to realize this, that without purpose, we are truly lost. We are like a ship without compass, drifting in a dark sea. We are human beings. Humanity will be just people on a blue planet that's hurtling aimlessly through the vast emptiness of space, headed nowhere. And I think that's partly the problem of celebrating Christmas in these modern times. You see, the modern day Christmas is very commercial, isn't it? It's about the sale, isn't it? Right? It's all about sales and cards. It's about the glitter and the glamour, the tinsel and the lights, the festivities. And I must admit, this is great fun. It's great fun and entertainment for us. But it does nothing to address the heart of our problem. It does nothing for our being lost. It doesn't help us to find a way out of our darkness, out of your darkness. Very often, Christmas becomes a distraction that prevents us from stopping long enough to look into our own lives, to take a hard look at where we are and what we are doing. I think maybe sometimes we are afraid to look into ourselves, you know, because we are terrified at what we might find when we look at ourselves. It's like, don't look in the mirror, right? We're terrified, or maybe worse still, we are terrified at what we might not find. That when we look into our own lives, if we dare to pause, we might discover that we are truly alone. Or we may realize that our life is more devoid of meaning and purpose than we would like to imagine. That we are truly just drifting from day to day without aim. This darkness, it's why we don't want to look inside. We want the music and the noise to carry on so that it can drown out our sorrow and our emptiness. We want the parties to go on. We want the parties just to carry on. Until one fine day when darkness finally overtakes each one of us. But friends, the real Christmas is about God. He's piercing through the veil of blackness. As it were, tearing through the fabric of space and time in order to let us know we do not have to carry on our lives and our existence without meaning, without purpose. He has come to tell you that you are important to Him, that you are deeply loved by God, that you are not merely the product of the random chance. You're not just an accident of nature or the byproduct of chemical processes. That you have a place and a purpose within God's great plan for this universe. That you are important to Him. God has come. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to come to be your light, to draw us out of the dark tragedy of our lives into the light of hope and of destiny. And this is what Christmas really is about. It's about God coming to us. You know, when we think about it, God wants to get our attention and tell us this, but we often don't see Him. You know, in my house, I have an ant problem. I don't know if you've got ant problem in your house. You know ants, right? The ma'yi, right? We have ant problems. And some of you, like, no ant problems. Maybe you've got bigger problems. You've got cockroach problems, right? I got an ant problem in my house. And it seems like, you know, because I have this study in my house, I've got a table where I do my work at, right? And the ants in my house have decided that this table that I work is going to become ant highway number one, right? So all the ants, they will come, somehow find their way onto my desk, they'll go across my desk, out the windowsill, and somewhere out there is their house, right? So every day, and I'm looking at these ants, right? And I got thinking to myself, I had the revelation. I realized that, you know what, I'm here every day. Every day I'm sitting at a desk, but the ants, they don't know I'm there. They're just going about their ant business, ant food production, ant food sales, ant food delivery, MGrad, MH. You know, they are just doing their stuff every day. They have no idea. Even though I'm there, right there, they don't know I'm there, right? Until every now and then I decide to interrupt their routine, to inject myself into their reality. Maybe I put a finger there and see what happens to them, Other days when I'm feeling not so lazy, I'll move the furniture a little bit. You know, confuse them a little bit. Because they go up to their place, then, I thought it's the window supposed to be here. It's not, right? Now, listen. This is what Christmas is kind of about, right? It's God injecting Himself into our reality, into our world, to get our attention, to make us stop and think, hey, look, maybe there's something else going on here. But God is not just moving the furniture around, mind you. God became one of us. He became one of us in order to share in our burdens. To prove not just that He's able, but that He loves you and He loves me. And this is why we have invited you here today. You see, God hears our cries, our desperation. He understands our despair. He knows our anguish and our sorrow. He understands that we struggle with the doubts and uncertainties of life. And so often He knows when we are at the end of our rope and do not know where to go. He has come to give us the answer to our darkness. And that answer came 2,000 years ago in the form of a little baby. His name was Jesus. This baby grew up to be more than just a teacher, more than just a great prophet, as something that He is, more than just a man even. He was God's expression, perfect expression of love for you and the light for the world. Jesus came to be our light. And right now, He's pouring out His life just like the noonday sun outside. But there is a problem. There's a little problem that we have. You see, just as right now it's noon and outside the sun is shining, but you alone, you hold the key to the window of your heart. There can be all the light in the world outside, but unless you open the window, you will not let this sunbeams, the rays of hope, to flood your heart, to flood the cold and dark corners of our existence. You alone hold the key. And I guess that's a figurative way of saying that it is up to us to allow God to take us by the hand and to lead us out of darkness into light. To lead us to a place of hope, a place of meaning, a place that finally leads to eternal significance. So this is the thing. No one can make you do. You alone, you hold that key. And this is the real deal, isn't it? This is where it really comes down, because no one can make that change. You alone hold that key. And this is why right now, I want to ask you to be really honest with yourself, right? Christmas is a beautiful time, but it is also such a significant time for us to be truly honest with ourselves and to look into our own lives and ask ourselves this. Everything that you have accomplished in your life up to this moment, right? 2017 December. Everything that you have achieved, your successes, maybe even your failures. If you add it all up together, what does it amount to? What is the sum total of your earthly pursuits up to this point? This way, the road that you have taken to get to this place that you are now, right? This train that you're on, I hope it's not MRT train because there's always delayed, right? But this train that you're on, what is its final destination, right? If you're on the train, you want to know where your train is going. If you're on a bus, you want to know where the bus is going. Okay, you are on the bus. What is the final destination of the bus that you're on right now? And consider this. Suppose one day you really got there. You finally got to your last stop. The bus driver opens the door and you get out, you are at your final stop. I want you to ask, are you going to be satisfied? Would you have found meaning and purpose? Would you have satisfied your soul's deepest longings and yearnings? Now, if your answer is no, or I don't know, then friends, I want to ask you to make today the day that you open your window. Today, let this be the day that you don't just open that window, but you throw open, wide open the door of your heart and allow the light of God's love to flood your heart with the warmth of His embrace. So that you don't have to struggle alone. You don't have to dwell in the darkness. Make a choice to go into the light. That's all up to you. I'm not asking you to put your trust in religion. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking you to put your trust in tradition. I'm not asking you to join a club or an organization. I'm asking you to put your trust and your faith in a God who loves you so much that He came and that He's here today. I believe that in this room right now, God is here. Wherever you're seated, upstairs or downstairs, even all the way to the bank, God is right there in your seat, as close to you as you can possibly imagine. Closer to you than your very breath. He can hear and He knows your every thought. In fact, if you open your heart, you might even hear God calling to you in a very special way. Now, I know that there will be some people who say, well, you know, I don't think I'm good enough to receive this gift from God. I'm not the kind of holy type of person, right? I don't think I'm perfect enough or holy enough to receive this gift from God. Well, friends, I have a secret to tell you. And the secret is this, that there is not a single person in this room or in any room in the world for that matter who's perfect enough, who's good enough to receive anything from God. But you know why we can receive it? Because Jesus, when He was on the cross, He said, well, if you want to come and follow Me into the light, I will pay for it. Let it be on Me. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a human with many flaws, right? If you don't believe, ask my wife, right? I got many flaws. But you know what? What's better? Our God, He's not an angry God. He's a kind, gracious, loving Father who's waiting for a lost son, who's waiting for a lost daughter to return to Him today. He's waiting for you to come back to His waiting arms. God has been waiting for us for a very long time. And I believe that today God is waiting for you to take that first step back towards Him. You know, it is an offer that we can't refuse. You know, Singaporeans, we always like offer, right? Well, this is an offer. How can you refuse this offer? You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. You could make today the beginning of a brand new journey into God's plan for you in your life. So this is what I'm going to do, all right? In a minute, I'm going to ask everybody to close their eyes. Don't close your eyes right now. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to do that. When I ask you to do that, I will count to three, all right? And when I count to number three, here's what I want you to do. If you are one of those people that you have never come into the light, never asked Jesus to be your Lord, to lead you to a better life, you've never done that before, you're not a Christian, right? When I count to three, if you say, yes, Pastor, I would like to come into that light. I'm tired of the darkness. I want to come into the light. If that's you, when I say three, I want you to put up your hands as high as you can. Okay? At that point of time, no one will be looking around, right? So this is your moment. It's a very important moment. But I want you to get your hands ready. Alright? Okay, now I'm going to ask everyone, will you close your eyes now? No one looking around, no one moving around. Okay, can we just like close the door at the back? Because this is a sacred moment, an important moment, right? No one looking around now. I'm going to start counting. One. Friends, if this is you, let this be your moment. Alright? Two. Will you get your hands ready? You've never opened that window before, let this be today. Are we ready? Okay, this is my final count now. Three. Just put those hands up. Yes, I see that hand in front. Anyone else at the back there? I saw that hand. Just keep those hands up so that I can see it, right? In the back. Anyone else? Upstairs. Is there anyone? Let this be your moment. Just keep your hands up so that I can pray for you. You're saying to me, Pastor, would you pray for me? Is there anyone here? Just lift up your hands as high as you can. Yes, I see at the back there. Is there anyone else? No one looking around now, okay? No one moving around, no one looking around. Is there anyone? If it's you, need to get out of the darkness into the light. I see that hand in the middle. I see those three hands at the back there. Is there anyone else? Just keep your hands up as high as you can. And I would like to pray. By doing this, you're saying to God, God, would you put your light into my life? Anyone else? Yes, I see the one upstairs, all right? I'm going to pray right now, right? And ask you to join me in this prayer in your heart. Dear Lord, I thank you for all these people who have raised up their hands, Lord. And pray right now, Lord, that you will begin to open up their hearts and pour your love into them. Let them feel your love, that they are important to you supernaturally right now. Wherever they are in their life at this very moment, God, I pray you'll meet them, that they will begin to realize you're right there with them. You're hugging them. You're loving them. You're telling them that they have a plan. Father, I pray that right now, you give them your Holy Spirit and give them the strength to turn away from all the darkness of their lives and to take their first steps into your light. Father, I pray, Lord, that they may come to know you as their Savior. Lord Jesus, we thank you that this is Christmas Day when you came for us and you have come for them. I pray for every single one of them this very minute that they will now become your children. And we pray this in the name of our precious Christmas gift, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't we put our hands together for all the brave people who have made that decision. I want you to know that that's probably going to be one of the most decisions, important decisions that you ever make in your life. But it is a beginning, right? It is a beginning. And it is a journey, right? Getting out of darkness in your life is a journey. So I want you to continue in this journey. But there's another group of people that I want to address here this morning, just before, you know, we move on to the next part of this thing. And that is those of you people who somehow identify with that uncle there. You remember the uncle there? Right? And you kind of stuck there. You were once in the light, but somehow in the course of life, in the pain and struggle, you might have found yourself drifting or maybe drifted away back into darkness. I want you to know this. I'm telling you right now, if that's you, I don't know who you are, but if that's you, you might have forgotten God, but God has not forgotten you. The door is always open. And today, if you want to come back, I think God is waiting for you as well. Alright? So this is what we're going to do now. I'm going to ask you to do one more thing for me. Okay, we're going to ask everyone to stand up. We're going to sing a song. Right? Now, here's what I want you to do. Go ahead and stand up. We're going to sing a song. It's not over yet, right? But let's just stand up. We're going to sing this song. Now, as we sing this song, here's what I want you to do, alright? If you're one of those people who say, yes, I want to come back to God, I want you to make your way forward. The moment we start singing the song, just come all the way to the front. Our pastors will be here, right? And they'll be waiting for you because we want to pray with you. We want to talk with you a little bit. And then I want everyone who did raise your hand, okay? You raise your hand, or even you didn't exactly raise your hand, but you want to make that decision, I want you to come forward. The moment we start singing the first line of the song, just make your way out and we'll be here waiting for you. Those people who are upstairs, all right? Please don't jump down. We will wait for you. Okay. We will wait for you because we love you. Alright. This is such an important and wonderful moment. If you want to come down, please come down. Now, I know some of you brought your friends and you know your friends are right there. Or maybe they raise their hand like this. You know, sometimes we're very shy, right? Alright. You take them by the hand, encourage them to come out. Someone's coming out, make the way forward. Shall we do that? Okay. We're going to sing the song, Come to the Father. On that first line, just make your way out. Alright. Eunice.
Come to the Father. Broken hearts, broken lives, He will take them all. By the power of the Lord.
Come on, all the way up to the front, alright? Don't be shy. You know, we love you. Yeah, I see. Just come all the way to the front, alright? So you will come. Come to the Father. Okay, you're upstairs, make your way down.
Your gift is small. Broken hearts, broken lives, He will take them all. The power of the Word, the power.
You know, we're going to sing a little bit more. I know some of us, you know, you're still sitting on the fence a little bit. You know, we want to encourage you. Don't miss this opportunity. We'll sing once, through the verse and the chorus one last time. If you are there, you are turning back to God, you're rededicating your life. Or, if you are making that decision, or you raise your hand, come forward as we sing. You know, we are so thrilled that you're here. And I wish I could hug every one of you, but, you know, would you make your way forward? Okay, we're going to sing this one last time.
Before the world began, you were on His mind. And every tear you cry,
you're precious in God's eyes. Just come forward, all right?
Because of His great love, He gave His only Son. Everything was done so you would come. Come to the Father.
Come on to the Father, right? If that's you, just make your way out.
Broken hearts, broken lives, He will take them on.
You know, why don't we put our hands together once again for all this wonderful folk who have taken the step out here. I would like to pray for you, okay? I would like to pray for you right now. And after I pray for you, the pastors and the counselors will take you outside for a short while, okay? Because it might be a bit noisy in here. They want to just pray for you and they want to take down a bit of details so that they can keep in touch with you, alright? But right now, I'm going to ask all of you join as we pray for them. Father, I thank you for all these folks here, Lord. They are more than just our friends. They are our brothers and our sisters, Lord. I pray today, Lord, they will experience a supernatural presence of your life, your light and your love in their lives, Lord. That you will supernaturally reveal yourself to them so that they will feel you embracing them, telling them their worth, their value. So bless them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for, you know, taking the courage. Okay, they're going to lead you out. The service is not over, all right? Afterwards, you can come back in, right? But the service is not over for the rest of us. And while they're going out, I just want to thank all the people who have been here. And it really warms my heart to see all of you here, right? Usually, you come to this part of the service where there's some lady in purple hair creeping up on me, but you can sit down, right? Because I'm going to hand the time back over to Nancy. It's not over, alright? Turn to your neighbor and say, it's not over.
Why don't we give another round of applause to all the new babies? You know, just now I was in the backstage, right? And I took out my handphone and I calculated. It was 37 years ago when I made this decision to follow Christ. 37 years. I know, right? Some of you are calculating my age right now, right, in your brain. I know.
Hey, Nancy, aren't you glad that the service is not over yet?
Of course it's not over, because this year for Christmas, we have invited our children to perform for us. Why don't we give them a round of applause for our children? Oh, look at them! Look at them! Oh, so cute! The children is going to do a song for you. Now, this song, all of us are familiar. Why? Because it's probably your first song you sang when you were a little kid. So, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for our urban kids!
hear the bells, they're ringing loud and clear. You can't help but love this time of year. It's Christmas time, there's something in the air. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. Somehow there's a little more of love. Maybe there's a little less of us. Or maybe we're just slightly more aware. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. It's the smile on a man who has finally found hope. It's the tears of a mother whose child has come home. It's the joy that we feel and the love that we share. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. It's funny how it takes a holiday to show us how the world could truly change. If we all took the time to really care, there'd be a little more of heaven everywhere. It's the grace that we show to a world that needs hope. It's giving our lives, knowing they're not our own. It's a joy that we feel and the love that we share. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. Angels we have heard on high sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's the joy that we feel and the love that we share. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. A little bit of heaven everywhere. Angels we have heard on high sweetly singing o'er the plains.
Light and when stars go out each night. Remind us where you are. Let this be our prayer. When shadows fill our day, to a place, guide us with your grace, give us faith so we'll be saved. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, give us faith, so we'll be saved.
There are many lights this Christmas, but the light that points the way shines the brightest.
Indeed, Jesus is truly the light this December. Thank you for coming. We hope you have enjoyed the service.
I want you all to give a big round of applause to the entire cast of Light of December. Our choir! Our worship team! The wonderful voices of our two soloists, our musicians, our dancers, our actors, our children, not forgetting our light and sound crew, our balloon crew up there, our makeup artists, and everyone who is in part of this whole production. We have worked very, very hard. This is our last show, but we just want to thank you for being with us. And I've got one last thing to say, and I'm serious about it. Very serious about it. Don't laugh, huh? Very serious. Ready? Merry Christmas!
And a Happy New Year! Please stand for the finale song!
Thank you for coming. This is the end of the service. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in. We trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.cruise.org.sg. God bless.